Are you ready for the word this morning? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for everything. We thank you for your love, your grace, your goodness. We thank you for watching over us, oh God. And Lord, even as we come to your word this morning, we ask you that you will speak to each one of us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to speak about a topic called interruption. How many of you people like interruption? You know, but no one likes interruption. We want everything to flow, you know, and to move smoothly. You know, and we don't want any hiccup. We don't want start and then stop and then start again and stop. We want everything to be sailing freely and smoothly with the wind. But interruption does happen. The mobile phone rings. Then you get a text message. Then the baby cries. And then someone knocks at the door. And then with this COVID, travel is interrupted. I was supposed to go to Auckland last year. It was interrupted. I was going to go January to Queensland, ticket book, hotel book. It was interrupted. And not only that, with this COVID, people who wants to retire early or plan to retire cannot because their super fund is interrupted. No one's like interruption. It's very annoying. When you sit down at home, relaxing, watching the movie, and then when you're watching the movie on the TV, just at the point when it's getting exciting. I'm sure you experienced that. Just as a point, you have to see it was getting exciting. An advertisement. You know, you lose that excitement and the suspension. I remember as a kid, we would go to the cinema. If you remember, if you're my age, you remember. And when you go to the cinema, they always have this word called intermission. Actually, what it means is interruption. Intermission. And the reason why they have this word intermission in the cinema, because the movie at those days will come with two rims. And they only have one machine. So they have to stop so that they can change it to the second rim. You know. And so no one's like interruption, you know. But it is possible. And sometimes after a day of hard work, you know, for mothers, and you are trying to rest, and what happened? The children interrupt you, and they play up. So, interruption is not wonderful. I remember when I'm preparing my sermon, and it takes energy and time to prepare sermon. Pastor Kara and Pastor Jim can tell you that. You know, and when there are moments when you are preparing a sermon that you are very engaged, your whole mind, your whole soul, you know, your whole being is so engaged in that moment of preparing the sermon. And then, what happened? You are making such great progress. Then my dear wife, always had to be my dear wife, dinner is ready. I mean, I should be happy. But you know, this loving interruption, you know, my focus is lost, my momentum is gone, and it's very hard to recap and restart where I was. Interruption. Just last week, WA was safe and sound. Everything was going well. You know, we are the envy of other states and even the world. Then suddenly, I'm told that there's going to be an update. And then our premier came in and said, 3 days of lockdown for you and for every one of us. And what happened to these 3 days? You cannot travel. Your holiday is interrupted. Your gathering is interrupted. Your long weekend party, you were hoping that your family can come together, is interrupted. And church service is interrupted, and back to Zoom and live stream. In this season of time with COVID, can I say to you, plan as you must, but be prepared and be ready for interruption. And this interruption reminds us one thing about this world. It reminds us that in our world, nothing is certain. Nothing is certain. It is so unsure and unpredictable. It can be here today and gone tomorrow. But one thing for sure, say that for me, for sure. And that is sunset and sunrise, day and night. One thing for sure, that interruption does not stop God, does not surprise God, does not shock God. That even in the midst of interruption, God is at work. He never changed. He is sure and secure. So even when there is interruption, can I tell you one thing? Trust in Him. Hold tight to Him. This is what the Bible says in Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 to 24. God's loyal love could not have run out. His merciful love could not have dried up. They are created new every morning. When there is an interruption, the Bible says God's grace, God's mercy is new every morning. How great is your faithfulness? I'm sticking with God. That's right. There is interruption, but what am I going to do? I'm going to stick with who? I'm going to stick with God. And I say over and over, because you're going to meet a lot of interruption in your life. Say, I'm sticking with God, and say it over and over again. Why? He's all I have got left. Is it not true? He's all I have. When you experience interruption in life, it can make you feel insecure and uncertain. And even sometimes interruption can make you angry and frustrate you. But there's one thing for sure. The Bible tells us that God's care and God's love for us can never be interrupted. We may be interrupted, but God is never interrupted. He is always caring and loving for us. Apostle Paul, he was a man whose life has many interruptions. Interruption by God. One of Paul's greatest life interruptions was on the road to Damascus. His life was changed and he was confronted and he met God and he ended up a changed life. What does it mean when God interrupts you? When God interrupts you in what you are doing, it means it is time to re-examine, re-evaluate, readjust, realign, refocus, reprioritize to the interruption that is in your life. When God interrupts you, He's trying to get your attention, He's trying to speak to you, and He's trying to ask you, you need to do something about your life. You know, sometimes, men, we don't want to do anything until our wife gets angry. That is an interruption. Even children, we need to do something to the children, but we just say, never mind, never mind. Until they play up, there is an interruption. So I want you to know, when there is an interruption, you got to ask God, what are you doing? What are you saying to me? So what is God saying to you right now, right in this moment, with your present interruption? The Bible says, we humans keep brainstorming options and plans, but God's purpose prevails. God's purpose prevails. Then Paul experienced not just interruption from God, interruption by those who he loved. And sometimes the interruption from those who he loved is very disappointing, is very painful. And I'm sure as parents, there are interruptions by your children. Even they may be grow up, they are still your children. Things that happen to their life. A crisis. You know. But one thing for sure, with all the interruption that Paul experienced to those that he loved, he never stopped believing in them. He never stopped loving them. He never stopped praying for them. He never stopped influencing them with his life and teaching. I want you to know those who love you will interrupt you. And when they do that, be like Paul. Never stop loving them. Apostle Paul said, as apostle of Christ, we certainly have a right to make some demand on you. But instead, we were like children among you, or we were like a mother feeding and caring for her own children. We love you so much that we share with you not only God's news, but our own lives too. So Paul recognized that when he has interruption from those that he loved, he should not reject them, he should not discard them, he should not cancel them. He said, I still love you. And that's how it is like for us as parents. When our children's ways interrupt us, we still have to love them. Then, of course, Paul experienced interruption from God, interruption from those who he loved. Then he experienced interruption from those who are against him. Now, those who once praised him and loved him and called him Saul, our hero, now they hate and despise him because he is Paul. His friend became his foe. He was in their hit list. In fact, they wanted him dead, not alive. A bounty was placed on his head. 40 of them sworn that they would not eat anything until they kill him. Interrupted by those who are against him. This is what Paul said. Neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor things present or things to come, today or tomorrow, nor power or height or depth, whether it's high or low, nor any other created thing, thinkable or unthinkable, will be able to separate us. Absolutely nothing. Say with me, absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. No matter what is the interruption, how difficult is the interruption, how tough and how pleasant is the interruption, he said, absolutely nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our God. Interruption. Sickness, health, finance, worry, anxiety, children playing up, you know, opportunity, life planning, and many other things can be interrupted and will be interrupted. They are beyond your control. But life do not stop. It may be on pause, but it do not stop. And you cannot hold on pause forever, for too long, because life continues with interruption. Continue your life. In the meantime, you need to deal with the interruption that take place in your everyday life. Especially those interruptions that bring fear, pain, and grief. The Apostle Paul himself deal with interruption, this kind of interruption often. He said he has shipwrecked, he has been to jail, he has hostile people against him. There is even sickness that interrupt him from doing the work of God, from telling the good news about Jesus. But nothing interrupt Paul trust on God. Nothing should interrupt your trust in Jesus Christ. Let me ask you, how easily is your faith, hope, and love in Jesus interrupted? How quickly is your joy and peace in Jesus interrupted? How often is your time with God and for God interrupted? We seem to live in this tension between our plan and interruption, our expectation and the unexpected. Life as we want it to be and life as it happened. We live in this tension. Not everything we plan, not everything we hope, not everything we pray, not everything we ask, not everything we look for happens. We seem to live in this tension. And then this comes to us in many different ways of interruption. I'm sure you can share one or two of your own story. So when there is interruption, it is inconvenient. It, you know, alter and change the plan. But maybe God is in it. Have you ever thought of it? Maybe God is in it. He uses interruption to protect us from making wrong choices. Taking the wrong path, safeguarding us against future loss, pain, and trouble. And when this interruption comes, we may not like it. We may not understand. Why, God? This is always our first response. But most of us later are glad that God cares and watch over us. Psalm 37, verse 25. The step of a good man are ordered, prepared, appointed by the Lord, and he delight, he take pleasure, he is pleased in his ways. Today, we want to look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 18 to verse 26. This is a story about a desperate father. A desperate father that came to Jesus. Matthew chapter 9. While Jesus spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she will live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciple. And while Jesus was walking with this desperate father, behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about and said, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Then when Jesus had came in the ruler's house and saw the mystery and the people making a noise, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleeper. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame of went about into all the land. Interruption. What a story. We see in Matthew chapter 9. Jesus just crossed the sea and he was in his own town. His frame of what he did traveled near and far, and you could have expected a warm welcome for him. No. They brought a paralytic to him. He forgave his sin and healed him. You thought that all would be rejoicing for the miracle. No, the religious leader gave Jesus a strong, hostile interruption. Why? That is Bethany. Next, Jesus called Matthew, the tax collector. And Matthew followed him. And Jesus went to his house for supper. And Matthew, all his friends, these outcast people, were there. You who thought that they would look at Jesus and say, he's a friend to sinner. But the religious leader again gave him a strong, hostile interruption. Why does this teacher eat with tax collector and sinner? Then, another interruption. The disciple of John came and asked Jesus about fasting. And while he was explaining to them, And another interruption. A ruler came and worshiped him and said to him, "My daughter is just died. Come, lay your hand that she may live." And the Bible tells that Jesus and his disciple arose immediately and followed this desperate father to the dead daughter house, for the dead daughter. So, this moment, every second count, the dead body of this girl is getting colder and colder by the minute. Hope is becoming less and less possible. This is an emergency. You have sounded the alarm, cleared the path for Jesus. Hurry, no time to waste, no stopping for anyone at any cost. This is important, this is urgent. And while Jesus was walking with this desperate father and his disciple, what happened? Suddenly, a woman with the issue of blood. This woman has suffered for 12 years, but she tells herself, if I will touch his garment, if I will just touch Jesus' garment, I will be made whole. She has suffered for 12 years. She has spent all her savings and she was not getting well. She could not wait for one more day and said, "Today is my day. I have suffered for 12 years. I will not take one more day, not one day more." So today, in faith, in desperation, she crept behind Jesus and stretched her hand and touched Jesus. And when she touched Jesus, Jesus stopped. There was Jesus walking with a desperate father because the girl has just died. The father was hoping for a miracle. The father was hoping that Jesus would give life to her. And in this hurry, in this desperation, while Jesus was walking, this woman reached forth her hand. 12 years of suffering. I will not suffer one more day. And Jesus is this not interruption? Your life will be interrupted by God. Your life will be interrupted by circumstances happening and situation beyond your control. What are you going to do? How do you respond to life interruption? I look at this passage. There are three responses, the three attitudes that you need to have when interruption comes to your life. The first attitude is be serving. For Jesus, interruption was just part of his life and ministry. Time and time when you look at the gospel, Jesus was interrupted by hostile remark, interrupted by both those sincere questions. Some question was sincere, some question was very tricky out to get him. Then he was interrupted by the cry of those in desperate need, like the woman with the issue of blood. You know, one thing about Jesus, when he was interrupted, he don't rush away, he don't walk away, he stopped. And this time, when a woman with a desperate need, when she interrupted Jesus, Jesus stopped. Jesus would stop to help a person in need. He never saw anyone as an interruption. Have you ever recognized how many times you pray to Jesus the same old thing? How many times you cry to Jesus the same old thing? Jesus never see any of your cry, your prayer, your needs, your requests, your pain. You're coming to him as an interruption. He said, "I have an open door policy. Come to my throne of grace and obtain mercy in times of help." Jesus was interrupted. And he never see anyone, any individual. No matter what people may think of them, insignificant. Because to him, everyone is important. And Jesus did not ignore or reject her. He was not angry with her. He called her daughter. What a word for this woman that has been despised. This woman that everybody wants to keep away from. This woman that will be considered unclean. Jesus said, "Daughter, what a word of encouragement. And Jesus tell her, be of good cheer, giving her hope. In interruption, when your life is interrupted by needs of others, follow Jesus, be like Jesus. Jesus did not turn the boat around when he sees the crowd waiting for him. He did not get angry or resentful with interruption. He did not blame others or complain about interruption. He did not ignore or deny the interruption. He simply made himself available to serve others. So, be serving when interruption comes. Make room for interruption. It can be your divine appointment to your next level. Don't waste the interruption that God brings to your path. You know, this German theologian Dietrich talked about divine interruption. His life was interrupted by World War II, and he just died. He just died days before Germany surrendered. He wrote this article, Life Together, and this is what he said. We must be ready to allow ourselves to be interrupted by God. God will be constantly crossing our path and canceling our plan by sending us people with claim and petition. We may pass them by, just like the Levite or the priest in the Good Samaritan, preoccupied with our own important tasks. God, I have too much on my plate. It is a strange fact that Christians, even ministers, frequently consider their work so important and urgent they will allow nothing to disturb them. They think they are doing God's service in this. God will send someone on your path to interrupt you. Someone with a need, someone with a request. Will you say, I'm too busy? Or would you be like Jesus? Stop. Stop and ask God, what can I do? You see, the disciples of Jesus Christ do not like interruption. They do not want to be inconvenient. They don't like their plan or their routine to be altered. When the children interrupt them, he tells Jesus, send the children away. When the Canaanite woman whose daughter was demon-possessed cried unto Jesus, interrupt Jesus, the disciples said, Jesus, send her away. When they have to feed the 5,000, interrupted because they are hungry, they need to be fed, the disciples said, send them away. You see, the disciples do not like interruption, but not the what? Not the master. From today onward, when your plans are interrupted by someone with a genuine need, someone who needs help, would you be like Jesus and ask the Lord for wisdom in how to respond with compassion? When you call an interruption and look at an interruption, it may be God's divine appointment scheduled for you on that day. Don't miss your appointment. Seek the interruption, be serving, and serve like Jesus served. Second attitude from this passage on interruption is called be patient. Put yourself in the shoe of this desperate father. In him, there's a sense of urgency. He came to meet Jesus with such an urgent request, and there is no doubt when he asked Jesus, come to my house, lay your hand on my daughter that she may live. She wants it to be done straight away. Because he knows Jesus has the ability to bring life back. So he wants Jesus to come to his house quickly, immediately, as fast as he could. There was not a moment to lose. So can you imagine, while he and Jesus and the disciple were walking, as fast as they can, a woman stretched out her hand and touched Jesus. And Jesus stopped to meet the need of the woman. I'm sure if he has a watch, he will be looking at every second, every minute that is ticking by. You see, when you are desperate for time, every second counts. It must be for him. You see, another form or word for interruption is this word called delay. None of us like and want delay. We want it now, today, immediately. It must be now or never. Though we do not like delay, and it will happen, can you be sure to tell yourself that in this interruption or this delay, God is working out a plan that is what? Better and greater. January, we were supposed to go to Queensland because I want to see my grandson. We're not seeing him for 15 months. The airline, with the lockdown, could not happen. Then came April. Was it April or March? April. We managed to meet my grandson and the family in Melbourne. I'm happy. Melbourne is only half the distance. Number one, I'm happy. Number two, I always like Melbourne because of the Peking duck. No Peking duck as good as one in Melbourne. You see, you need to believe when God interrupts you with delay, God is working and preparing something better. When you miss it, oh God, I miss this car, I miss this house, I miss this job. Can you believe that God has something better and greater for you? So when interruption causes delay, have an attitude of patience, patiently waiting for God to step in to make the way when there seems no way. Waiting is the hardest part of life. No one want to wait. Patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Another word for patience is called self-control. The ability to control yourself, your emotion and desire, especially in difficult times. Could you imagine that this father had to stand there and Jesus not only just say, good, you are healed and walk. Jesus have a conversation with her. I'm sure, as a good husband, sometimes when my wife is talking with another lady, I just want to shh, 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 come on, move on, move on, move on. But I'm afraid to do it. Can you imagine this poor father, so desperate, but he could not tell Jesus, stop the conversation, cut the conversation. Why don't you end it here? Let's go. She may have joined queue. Jump the queue, but he has to wait. The father, the desperate father, has to wait. You know, he could not hurry Jesus. He could not cut into Jesus' conversation with her. He could not tell Jesus, you know, this woman, she spent all her money. She is B-R-O-K-E, broke. You know, who am I? I'm an important person. I have a lot of money. She could not tell Jesus that. infant, if she tells Jesus that, it doesn't matter to Jesus. One thing about Jesus, he cannot be bribed. Say amen. All he has to do is patient waiting, quietly, silently patient for Jesus for his turn. He could not lose his cool or walk off, because who could bring his daughter back to life? Only Jesus could. Remember this. Patience has its rewards. You be patient, there will be reward. When you are interrupted by delay, be patient, be calm, be cool. Wait for something bigger and better to happen in God's time. Do not give up or give in. Hold on to the promise and dream. And in due time, if you do not lose heart, it will come to pass. If you have patience with life interruption. Last year, I was supposed to go to Auckland, book the ticket, pay. Then because of COVID, could not go. Next moment, Virgin went under receivership. Everything. God, what is going to happen? You know what I discovered later on? That the new person who took over Virgin now give me more than what I paid for, 50% more. Can you understand? Can you understand? We have to be patient. That God is working out something, because he has our interest at heart. So he will always work out the best for us. The third attitude, be expecting. While Jesus was caring for this woman, Jesus was talking to this woman. In Mark 5 is the account of this incident. The servant of this desperate father, the servant came and told the desperate father, don't waste your time. It's too late. Your daughter is already dead. Why trouble the teacher? And I tell you, when this news that is just too late, I'm sure as a father, his world will have fell apart. Only Jesus, but this woman stopped Jesus. The father's heart would have sank. It was too late. What hope is there for her to be alive again? All hope is gone. Mark tells us, while the servant was talking to the ruler about the daughter had died, don't waste your time. Jesus, in the conversation with the woman, heard what the servant said. How many of you know that Jesus can hear? Not just you and me talking, other people talking. And Jesus turned around to him and said to him this word, don't be afraid. Only believe. Jesus encouraged this desperate father. Only believe, be expecting. Yes, you may think it is too late. There may be interruption. But see, this woman with the issue of blood has interrupted me, and I have performed a miracle. And I have performed other miracles. That's why you have came to me. Can't you see that I can still perform another miracle? So she told the woman, she told the desperate father, don't be afraid, only believe. They came to the house of this desperate father. And there, when they came to the house, the people were crying. And these are professional mourners. They are paid to cry. And this man who was being rich, who have a lot, and they were making such a great noise that Jesus said, she is not dead, she is asleep. Now you guys all leave the room and just let me be with this room with three of my disciples. For this desperate father, he could doubt. He could question the interruption by this woman. He could mourn with the mourners and laugh with them. But he chose one thing, and that is he chose to believe and expect. He chose the best and only option when interruption comes to your life. That is to believe and expect. He did not give up. He believed and expect. And Jesus touched her and she came back to life. This is the power of belief and expect. When there is interruption, be what? Be expecting. Be expecting that God is doing something, something great, something better is going to come your way. That He is not finished until He say it is finished. Other than that, be patient. God is working. Interruption kills momentum, kills dreams, kills hope, kills vision. You can allow interruption to kill you. I'm sure in your life, same as me, there are many interruptions. Some are very painful. Some interruption is not because of you. Some interruption is because of others. It comes. Or you can rise up in faith and believe the word of Jesus. Only believe. Do not be afraid. Do not doubt. Only believe. Rise up in faith to believe and expect your next miracle, your next breakthrough, your next greater and better outcome from God. Because God is never surprised or shocked by the interruption that comes into your life. Today, when your life plans are interrupted, don't be tempted to work harder to make things happen. Don't reinforce your boundary, set new deadline, blame others, be angry or frustrated about things not working out, or pray that God will make it all go away the way you want it. Rather, when your life is interrupted, it will come. A few of them and many in between. When your life is interrupted, practice be serving. Practice be patient. And practice be expecting. And see how God turned your life interruption to blessing, breakthrough, and the next level for you. Let's pray. This morning, no matter what happened to your life, to your business, to your work, with interruption, no matter what happened, can I encourage you? Be serving, be patient, and be expecting. God is at work. We see with our eyes, but God sees what is ahead. We are limited with knowledge, but God is all-knowing. This is a confident. When interruption comes our way, that we can, with confidence, say, God, You are in control. I trust You. I will not be afraid, but I will believe. I will believe that all things does work out together for good to those that love You. And I believe, God, that You are doing something greater and better for me. As I close in prayer, what interruption have shaken you, have dismayed you, and has upset or frustrated you? This morning, it's time to say, Lord, I surrender to you and trust you. Whatever is the interruption that comes to your life this morning, lift your hand to Him and say, God, I'm not going to let interruptions kill me. I'm not going to let it stop me. I'm going to trust you. Father, I ask you this morning, may our faith arise just like the woman that say, if only I touch him, I will be whole. May our faith arise to say, Lord, I believe in you. I trust you. And I believe and I expect that something beautiful and good will come to my path. I ask you, Lord, empower, touch, and strengthen your people that is here, that are watching the live stream, that in their life interruption, Lord, that their focus will be in you, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever.